يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Believers, fasting is enjoined upon you as it was enjoined upon those before you, that you become God-fearing.
أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Fasting is for a fixed number of days, and if one of you be sick or if one of you be on a journey, you will fast the same number of other days later on. For those who are capable of fasting but still do not fast, there is a redemption, feeding a needy man for each day missed. Whoever voluntarily does more good than is required will find it better for him, and that you should fast is better for you if you only know. And that you should fast is better for you if you only know.
Like most other injunctions of Islam, those relating to fasting were revealed gradually. In the beginning, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had instructed the Muslims to fast 3 days in every month, though this was not obligatory.
When the injunction in the present verse was later revealed in 2 after Hijri, a degree of relaxation was introduced. It was stipulated that those who did not fast despite their capacity to endure fasting were obliged to feed one poor person as an expiation for each day of obligatory fasting missed. See verse 184.
Another injunction was revealed later.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
During the month of Ramadan, the Quran was sent down as a guidance to the people with clear signs of true guidance and as the criterion between right and wrong. So those of you who live to see that month should fast it, and whoever is sick or on a journey should fast the same number of other days instead. Allah wants ease and not hardship for you, so that you may complete the number of days required. Magnify Allah for what He has guided you to, and give thanks to Him.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, when my servants ask you about me, tell them I am quite near. I hear and answer the call of the caller whenever he calls me. Let them listen to my call and believe in me. Perhaps they will be guided aright.
أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون.
It has been made lawful for you to go into your wives during the night of the fast. They are your garment, and you are theirs. Allah knows that you used to betray yourselves, and He mercifully relented and pardoned you. So you may now associate intimately with your wives and benefit from the enjoyment Allah has made lawful for you, and eat and drink at night until you can discern the white streak of dawn against the blackness of the night. Then give up all that and complete your fasting until night sets in. But do not associate intimately with your wives during the period when you are on a retreat in the mosques. These are the bounds set by Allah. Do not, then, even draw near them. Thus does Allah make His signs clear to mankind, that they may stay away from evil.
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Do not usurp one another's possessions by false means, nor proffer your possessions to the authorities, so that you may sinfully and knowingly usurp a portion of another's possessions, so that you may sinfully and knowingly usurp a portion of another's possessions.
One meaning of this verse is that people should not try to seek illegitimate benefits by bribing magistrates. Another meaning is that when a person is aware that the property to which he lays a claim rightfully belongs to someone else, he should not file a judicial petition simply because the other party lacks the evidence to support their case or because, by trickery and cunning, the petitioner can usurp that property. It is possible that the judicial authority would decide the case in favor of the false claimant on the basis of the formal strength of the claim. But as this judicial verdict would merely be the result of the chicanery to which the claimant had resorted, he would not be its rightful owner.